She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a hard time talking about this without, I just, man. But I got to do it. We got to help this family. That little boy. We got to help this family. So we got to talk about this. This is just, man. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Good. How are you?
This is horrible. Horrible. God. Tell our listeners what happened in your relationship to this young boy who's now dead.
So his mother is actually a childhood friend of mine. I haven't seen her in quite a few years, but, you know, our town is small, so yeah. That kind of stuff sticks with you. Oh. On Friday, just before 5 o'clock, he was riding his bicycle. He's 9 years old. And we have some road construction that's cutting off our main road. Yep. And so people are driving a little more recklessly, but it's my understanding that this man in his truck who hit this little boy was drunk.
He was. And then he left the scene.
And he killed him.
Then he left the scene. Yep.
And he fled the scene. He didn't stop at all. He told, I think, authorities that he thought he hit a pile of rocks
and kept going. Yeah.
But he hit him and he killed him and he just kept going.
There's a couple things you said that are so relevant here, because I've heard a lot of consternation and anxiety and people crying about this, and why wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. That we should teach our kids to drive their bikes on other roads. This kid was just doing what kids do. He's riding a damn bike. This has nothing to do with him riding a bike, does it, my dear?
No. I mean, people complain that kids aren't outside playing, and then when they're outside playing, they complain.
He was run over and killed by a drunk. That's the problem, my dear. Not road construction. Not a young boy making a bad choice. He was killed by a drunk. Murdered by a drunk who decided to drive. Right?
Exactly.
You tell me, because I can't wrap my arms around this kind of death. How the hell does anyone survive this? How do you breathe? How?
I mean, I know that his family is absolutely devastated. I mean, also a mom of a little boy who loves to ride his bike. It was sickening to hear when it happened. It's sickening to hear the updates, and it terrifies you.
Well, the best we can do is the best we can do, and the family has asked for some help with funeral arrangements and the like, and that's the best we can do at this point, my dear, isn't it? Other than cry, right?
I mean, you know, as our community is also really trying to see if we can make some changes, not just because of the construction, but in the future, too, see if we can get, you know, some kind of speed bumps that are removable in certain community areas, because people are just driving too recklessly anyways. But obviously that's not the blame here really, but it brings up a lot of issues.
He's 10. Is he just 10? Just turned 10?
He would have turned 10 in June.
Oh, Jesus. So we're going to put on our social We're going to put it out. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get the money raised. That's the best we can do other than what you just said. We got to give a damn about these kids, and we got to make sure this guy does prison time. Not a slap on the wrist in probation, which is what happens sometimes with these drunks who kill people.
Yeah, what happens to these people with these DUIs, even if they kill somebody through it, the punishment is just not sufficient.
This woman had her baby in her car. She went to several bars in the Oakmont area and got hammered. In fact, I have pictures of her with the baby carrier on the bar, Jessica, when she got hammered. So she brought the kid into the bar, got hammered, goes out in the car and kills one of my best friend's sister's husband, and cripples her for life, destroys their lives and kills a man. Year and a half in prison. Year and a half, Jessica. For murder.
And shame on that bar for serving her.
Two bars. And then you can't sue them because the Jagoffs have no insurance. And they're not worth squat. You can't own the bar because they're not worth anything. And now we have a boy who's dead. When will we learn? I'm serious. When will we learn, Jessica?
I just can't imagine, taking a gamble on somebody's life like that. Somebody else's life, let alone somebody's child.
Call a friggin' Uber, man. Seriously. Jessica, I love you. Thank you for reaching out. It's important. We have it all over our social. We will raise the money. It's the best we can do other than demanding justice that this man go to prison and do real time. Thank you for caring so much.
I appreciate you, Marty. Thank you.
Yes. God. He's 10 years old, man. Going to be 10 in June. And the woman that killed, this is Mark Sorreo's sister, killed her husband, head-on crash. She was hammered. She was drinking those massive beers, the 32-ounce beers, one after another, all afternoon. With her baby in the car seat, in the car. We have pictures of the car seat sitting on the bar. Well, she got hammered. Now, we posted this support for funeral arrangements after tragedy. We posted on all of our social. And hope we can all help out and hope they can reach their goal and hope they can find some kind of peace. And I hope that the money helps. But that 10-year-old boy has passed, and 9-year-old will be 10 in a month, and the pain, there's no amount of money that can fix that pain. And the drunk literally told cops he thought he ran over some rocks. That's what he told cops. Right after he killed a 9-year-old boy on a bike. It's despicable.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
I've never been able to really wrap my arms around it, but it's a societal thing. Somehow we give grace to drunks who hurt people on the roads. Somehow we've done this in the justice system. I saw it I've seen it for 30 years. And Sorreo's sister's case was classic. She's physically impaired for life. Her husband's dead. The two bars the woman that killed her husband was drinking at had very limited insurance. Very limited. Which is the big lie about this, that you can sue the bar or own the bar. Well, they're not worth anything, and they have very limited insurance, and so you really can't because they have nothing for you to take. And then, in this case, with all this evidence, the DA's office honestly didn't want to pursue the case to trial and honestly settled this deal by giving this woman a couple years in prison. Honestly, didn't want to take it to trial. And they had insurmountable evidence. And so here we have a 9-year-old boy about to be 10 is dead. And the guy who killed her was arrested. And he said he hit some rocks. And he was hammered. And I heard people on the radio this morning suggesting we have to talk to our kids about driving on roadways. No. My man was doing what kids do, riding his damn bike. What we have to do is make sure these felons go to prison. I asked a couple prosecutors and defense attorneys what it is about drunks that have 10, 12 DUIs that aren't in prison. And they say that somehow jurors and the system has empathy for drunks. And that oftentimes if someone's sitting on a jury, they'll literally think, you know, I've been drunk before. I could have done that. And they let them slide. There are people driving right now with 10 DUI arrests. This boy is beautiful if you see his picture. God. Third grader, man. And we have these vigils and we have these fundraisers. And by the way, God bless the folks who have so far raised about $40,000 for this family. Good for you. And the goal is what, 55,000 somewhere in that area? Yeah. 55,000. There are 38,000. And let's hope they reach that goal. And let's hope that it helps them get through. So many times we're confronted with this reality of death like this. And we question everything. Our faith. We question family. We question our existence. We question whether or not we can go on. And I don't have any of those answers today. Other than at this point, the best we can do is hope that the family can get through this. And the best we can do and make sure that we can make that difference. And the best we can do is stay on this case, being mindful with the prosecutors that the man who hit this kid and killed this kid does actual jail time. Boy's beautiful. Oftentimes, mom and dad never recover, and they just don't. And oftentimes, the money doesn't make a difference. But at least in this case, you can say that we all helped get the family through and pay for some of their expenses. All right? All right. The page, the links to the GoFundMe is on our social media. And I hope to hell you folks pay attention if you're out drinking. The thing is, and my brother Chris and his wife do this, and while they're adults, they act like adults. If they're going to go out, and if they're going to have a couple drinks, and they're not big drinkers, they take an Uber. It's that simple. They don't put anyone at risk or themselves at risk, and they take an Uber. It's that simple. If we go out, my wife might have one drink. We're cool. If we go out, I don't drink. I am not going to mess with it. I've seen too many bodies on the side of roadways. And there's no way back from killing a 9-year-old boy. And just reading the GoFundMe pages, painful enough. It's just horrible. Please slow down. My sister and her husband. Wow. My nephew has been killed in a bicycle hit and run. He was a bright, loving child whose life was taken away far too soon. Wow. My sister and her husband are facing the overwhelming pain of losing their son. We're doing everything we can to support them during this time. We're raising funds to cover the cost of the funeral and any other expenses. My sister, her husband, and their family may need as they navigate this loss. Your support will help them ease the financial burden so they can focus on healing and honor his memory. Every contribution, this is the GoFundMe page that we have up right now for this 9-year-old boy. Every contribution, no matter what the size, will make a difference and show our family that we are not alone. Please slow down and watch our babies that play on these roads. We ask for your kindness, support, and prayers as we come together to remember a beloved child and help his family through this tough time. Okay? People are donating right now. 9 years old. Gone. All right, folks, hang in there. Colin Dunlap is next.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.